Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most would probably agree that the number one goal in retirement planning is to be sure your money outlives you and not the other way around. For example, a healthy, non-smoking couple retiring at age 62 should plan on needing 30 years of income. That's a long time. But our next guest says there is a lot more to retirement planning than calculating a lifetime income stream. Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Joy, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike.
Of course, that is important to know how long your money is projected to last, right?
Oh, absolutely. The money is important. You want to make sure that you have plenty of money for all of your living expenses, health care, maybe some fun things like traveling and hobbies that you enjoy. But there's a lot more than just the money.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of these non-money things then.
Okay. The biggest one is, how are you going to spend your time in retirement? Some people enjoy playing golf, tennis, kayaking. They have lots of activities that they enjoy doing. So we recommend making two different lists. The first one is, make a list of all the things that you enjoy doing now, but you just don't have enough time to do those. And then the second list would be all of the things that you would like to do if you had more time. That would be maybe your bucket list. For example, you may want to take up painting, writing, maybe even hang gliding or parachuting.
And of course, these activities also take money. So now we're back in the money side of the equation, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Some of these hobbies can be very expensive. So you need to make sure that you're going to have enough money to enjoy those activities.
After looking at your budget, looking at your retirement nest egg, this might mean that maybe you can't completely retire.
That's true. So we also recommend that you make a budget. Look at that budget and see how much you're spending now before you retire, and then what expenses you will still encounter once you retire. Now, some people will say, well, I'm not going to be spending as much on gas because I won't be going back and forth to work, or I won't be spending money on eating out every day at lunch. Well, that's true. You may not spend the money on gas back and forth to work, but you may spend even more money on gas going to the mountains or the beach, visiting children, grandchildren, and you may spend as much or more money dining out with friends instead of colleagues at work. And so some people maybe should not retire completely, either because of their money situation or maybe because they really enjoy their job and are passionate about it and their identity is tied to their job. For example, I have a friend, a very successful business owner, and he worked very hard to build his business up, but his whole life was dedicated to running his business, and he didn't have any activities or hobbies outside of work. Everything that he did socially was tied to the people at work. And so when he finally retired at age 80, he was very depressed. He felt useless. He didn't have a purpose in life anymore, and his health went downhill very quickly. That's not the way that he and his wife had envisioned his retirement to be.
Sometimes an emotional reason to keep working.
That's right. That's right. And it'll keep you sharp and engaged, especially people who are passionate about what they're doing. Now, I have other friends and clients who say, oh, I don't need to worry about that. I have plenty to do. I can't wait to retire. And they don't enjoy their jobs. They don't feel fulfilled or happy. Retiring for them completely is the right decision.
And then you may have a third category where just finding something completely different to do part-time as a job is the best thing.
Absolutely. Some people are burned out and tired of what they're doing, and so that gives them the opportunity to retire from one job but not quit working completely and explore other possibilities. But Mike, really, the bottom line is you need to start planning for retirement 3 to 5 years before you retire. And the happiest people in retirement are not those with the biggest bank account, but those who find they still have a purpose in life, they're passionate about what they're doing, and they have a strong support group of family and friends.
Well, Joy, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.